name is Paola Testa. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. The date is the 14th of September 2009 and the time is 3:23 p.m. Please could you tell me your name, your age and where you're from?
Hello, my name's Mark Lenane. I'm recently 24 and I come from Devon, southwest of England.
Have you travelled to London especially today for your hour?
No, I haven't. I'm actually working up in London at the moment. I work up the road at Sotheby's, the auction house.
What do you do?
I'm just admin. I mean, nothing too important, but it's a great, fun place to work, and I love the arts as well. So, yeah. And that's what brought me to London as well.
And what is it that you would hope to do in the future with your work?
At the moment, not too sure. I've only been there a year, and I enjoy it, but I'm not really a specialist, so I don't know enough about art to be on that side. I'm more admin, paperwork, that kind of thing. I'm actually hoping to go to Australia in about a year's time, and I hope to move out to there and find myself in the lame way that it sounds, just to try it, live somewhere else. And then after that, I'd also like to go to Canada, because that's where I'd eventually like to end up living, in Toronto.
And do you have an interest in auctioneering and the arts, is that why?
Yes, I do. That's why. And that's also why I'm doing what I'm doing today, the charity auction. My original idea was, because I do a lot of baking, I like to cook, and I often bring my cakes into work, and when I told my colleagues that I was doing this, they said, well, why don't you bake a cake? And I thought, oh yeah, that's actually quite a good idea. So obviously I can't actually bake the cake, but I'm going to prepare one and then do a bit of a Blue Peter-esque, here's one I made earlier, bring out the cake that I made yesterday, and then I'm going to decorate it with a Victoria sponge filling, and then I'm going to auction it off for charity, and then I'm going to auction off some other things that my friends and family have been kind enough to donate. I've got some cuddly toys, a bottle of whiskey, a dinner for two at a restaurant in London, things like that. And I'm going to be auctioning them off for the charity Shelter, the housing and homelessness charity in London. And yeah, looking forward to it. A bit nervous.
And have you worked or done anything for Shelter before?
Or is this no, first time. I was just really looking for charities that I thought could benefit and that I'd like to contribute towards. And at the time, I've read some articles about how the more current recession has made people lose their homes. And I've been very lucky in my life. I've always had a lovely home down in Devon. And I just think there could be nothing worse than being homeless, especially coming up to winter as well, when it's already cold today. And we've had a bit of a naff summer. So yeah, I wanted to just raise awareness and raise some money to help.
And what is the impact that you would like to have or would hope to have by going up and doing this?
Mainly it's a bit of a selfish one. I just wanted to do it. I mean, that's when I applied, I never thought I'd get it. I thought, oh, just on a whim, sounds really fun. Wouldn't it be cool if I did? But then when I did find out, I thought, wow, this is actually quite a big thing. One of those, you know, once in a lifetime things. So I thought I'd think, what would I like to do? Which is what took me to the cake thing. But then, and a lasting impression, I just, you know, raise awareness for a charity is always a good, nice thing to do. And aside from that, just have the memory of it being a bit of fun. And all my friends and family have luckily been able to come up from Devon or around London to support me and hopefully bid. So yeah, just a nice way to remember here I was doing this at this point in time.
And when you first heard about the project, what is it about it that appealed to you and made you want to take part?
The main thing was that it could be anyone. I mean, you often sometimes see art exhibitions and things, but you have to have had quite a lot of vetting. You have to be talented as well, because I can't really do anything. A lot of people said, you know, do you have any skills? Or I've been down a few times and I've seen people do painting or singing, but I can't really do any of that. So I thought, well, you know, it'd be nice to bring a bit of mundane, a bit of the normal into the exhibition. And the appeal as well was, why not? I mean, it's great that he's done this and chosen to do this. I mean, I know a bit of Anthony Gormley's work. I often go to the galleries around London. And of course, at my work, we sell art. So it's always nice to be able to get into the art community, even though obviously I'm not an artist.
And as someone, you said that you've been by and seen a few of the people up there, how does it feel to be on the other side of it?
Nerve-wracking, I have to say. I've up quite early this morning, psyching myself up. I'm sure once I'm up there, I'll relax into it. And as I've walked past and seen other people, it's this more sense of disbelief that I'm going to be doing it myself. As I've been away on holiday, and so it was before that that I came by, and I was just walked past, and because it was so far in the future, I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to be doing that, aren't I? La la la. And then now all of a sudden it's here, and I'm actually going to be doing it. So yeah, nervous but excited. And if I wasn't nervous, I'd probably be worried as to why I was not nervous. But yeah.
And in thinking about your hour and what you wanted to do, had you felt pressured to involve other people or entertain other people, or was it more about you? How did you come up with your idea and
how to do it? Well, I did feel a bit of pressure to entertain, because I had also been down before I found out that I was doing it and seen some people not doing anything, but you know, standing, enjoying their time up there, and I thought, well, that would be fun, but I quite like to do a bit of audience participation. Plus, I was very lucky to get quite a good time. Monday afternoon, people, tourists, people coming home from work, people just milling around. And so I'd like to be able to help them enjoy the experience as well, because it's always easy for them to just walk past and have a look, say, oh, that's nice, and carry on going. But I'd like for them to remember it and to think, oh, yeah. And when they see it in the news, think, oh, I remember that was that guy doing that. Wasn't that fun? Well, hopefully. And yeah, just maybe a bit of an impact and maybe just enjoy myself.
And in raising awareness for shelter, will you be talking about them, or will you have...
I've got a couple of signs, and I've got a little preamble before I start the auction to let people know what it's for. Just some stats and things. Hopefully so it will get their interest, and all the money that I raise, if any, is going to go to the charity. So hopefully that'll make people get out their wallets and bid.
And will you actually be giving out the items from the plinth? How will you be doing that?
Well, as per rules in Trafalgar Square, we can't accept the money. So we'll have to just arrange to, we'll take their details. I've got my mum and my dad who are going to be down at the bottom, and they've got a clipboard, and they're going to take the people's details. And hopefully after I've come down, we can go away and we can give them stuff. Some of it I have here today. Some of it I'll have to get sent to them and things like that. But yeah, hopefully people will be able to take it with them.
Have you got any expectations about how the hour will be?
Hopefully not too scary. I'm fine with heights, so hopefully vertigo won't be an issue. I've heard that it just goes quickly, so I'm hoping to make the most of each and every minute. Other expectations, hope I don't get blown off, because it looks quite windy out there today. The weather seems to be good though, rain-wise. I was worried that I get rained out, so I've got a big umbrella just in case. Other expectations, that friends turn up. I expect some friends to turn up. If they don't, I'll be quite upset. And I don't expect anyone to bid. I mean, it's entirely their choice. People could be walking past, they might just heckle, but that's fine, you know, a bit of interaction. I've got some good anti-heckles prepared though, so I can counter whatever they say. Aside from that, yeah, just try and enjoy it.
And you mentioned earlier an interest in the arts. Have you ever taken part in a project before?
Nothing that I can think of. I love going to the galleries around London. The National Portrait Gallery is actually one of my favourites, just up the road. Lucky enough at work, we always have displays of everything we're going to sell. So we're able to walk down, so I work on the third floor, and every day I can just walk down and see a whole new exhibition of pretty much all types of art. Contemporary, old masters, British pictures. And so I'm lucky in that way that I'm working around art every day. But also all the exhibitions in London that we have going on all the time, it's such a treat to be able to go and have a look at them all. Like at the, I went to the Futurism exhibit at the Tate, and then last weekend I went to the Walking in My Mind one before that closed, and that was really good, around the Hayward Gallery. So yeah, that's how I generally interact with art. Rather than doing it myself, I go and look at other people's.
Would you mind telling me a little bit more about your work at Sotheby's and how you got into that?
Oh yeah, of course. I actually have a degree in Egyptian archaeology, And it was with that I went to work for the Islamic and Indian department. They needed someone who was able to check out provenance. For things that we sell in the auction house, we have to know where it's come from so that it's not been looted or stolen or traded illegally. And so with my background in archaeology, they hired me on to do that. And every twice a year, we have our Arts of the Islamic World sale, where we sell ancient antiquities, pieces of Islamic art. And so I work for them. We've actually got one coming up next month. Shameless plug. That's mainly what I do there. I also help with general office work, because I'm pretty much the bottom rung of the ladder. But it's still fun, and everyone there's really nice, and they've been very supportive of today as well. And hopefully some of them are coming down. If not, they're going to watch it on their computer screens back in the office. So before that, I worked at a publishing house, which is quite fun. But aside from that, my life so far has been studying and enjoying London.
And have you had much experience in auctioneering before?
None. We have auctions. I get to be on the phones, so I get to bid for other people. But we only have 3 or 4 people in the whole company who actually do the auctioneering. Luckily, one of them have lent me a gavel, so I've got a little proper hammer to do the sold announcements. But aside from that, this will be my first time actually hosting an auction, so I hope I don't mess it up too much, since my colleagues will be there. And who knows, maybe after this they'll like it and they'll say at work, "Oh, why don't you do one of ours?" Very unlikely, but you never know.
And do you remember where your interest in the arts or in the auctioneering, where it all started?
I guess at school. I love doing art. Not very good at it, but I do love doing it. And when I was looking for a degree, I wanted something that combined the arts and the sciences, because I liked both at school. I liked maths and I liked drama. And archaeology was a great way of doing the scientific side, excavation, lab work, but also with the humanitarian side of, we don't actually know anything about the past that we dig up. It's all what we can theorize. And a lot of it is just guessing, but it's rationalized guessing. And it's really interesting just to see, and of course, I did Egyptian archaeology, so a lot of the stuff that we have is the art of the ancient civilizations. So it's a fantastic, like going to the British Museum, and they have these wonderful exhibits on all the Egyptian antiquities. They have several mummies. Also, I went to UCL to study, and on site we have our own Egyptian museum, the Petrie Museum. And in there they have all the fantastic collection of pottery, some sarcophagi. All this has unintentionally led me towards my job at Sotheby's. I didn't plan to go into it. I was actually with a job agency, and it just happened that they had this job on their books, and they said, "Well, we think you'd probably be quite good." And I was like, "Oh, fantastic." And I didn't expect to get it, because I only had a BA, and they wanted someone with MA, PhD standard. But they obviously liked me, and I was lucky enough to get the job. I like going to gigs. Again, London, one of the best places to be a fan of live music. I got to see Tori Amos on Friday, and last night I went to a gig at the Scala, and then tonight, actually, after I go on the plinth, I'm going out for some drinks and then to another gig in Hoxton. Live music, festivals. Generally not the Glastonbury ones like that. I prefer, there's a one called ATP, which is a great one they have down at Butlins. So rather than staying in a tent, you get to stay in a chalet, which is a huge plus. Aside from that, cooking. I live with 2 friends and I like to cook for them. It's always hard if you're cooking for one to try and get the numbers right, so I always just try and cook for everyone, because it makes it easier and more economical. Other things, I quite like video games. In an ideal world, I'd probably work in the video game industry, but it's a bit hard, and I haven't done any of the necessary degree work or anything, so that's more of a hobby. And things like that.
And what are the things that are important to you in your life at the moment?
In my life at the moment? I guess. Ooh, it's a hard one, actually. I have to say, there's nothing I'm really striving for. I've been very lucky in the past few years. I've got a great supportive family. I've found a good job, which I've managed to hold on to through these difficult times. I've got good friends. I have a lovely place to live, which was a bit hard to find. I've moved a lot, but I managed to find a really nice flat. I want to say coasting, but that makes it sound like I'm not enjoying myself. I'm just living, And hopefully what I do today will reflect part of that, just being able to live and enjoy myself in London and in England. Australia, I was lucky enough to go back when I was 17 and I just loved it. Unfortunately, I was only able to stay in Sydney for one day, but I've got some family out there, so I'm going to do the 1 year visa, which being young and male, I'm applicable for. So I'm going to go and just spend a year there. I'm used to do bar work, so I'm probably going to do that. I used to do windsurfing as well, and I'd love to be able to take that back up again. It's been a few years. I used to do that back in Devon. It's quite a good place to do windsurfing, but of course London, it's not quite as easy. But yeah, just enjoy myself in a different country. And I like the Australian way of life, from what I've learned from neighbours. And then in Canada, we went there when I was 21, and I went to Niagara Falls just to visit, but we also went to Toronto, and I just fell in love with the city. It's quite like London, and it's metropolitan. They have fantastic art galleries and nightlife, but also it's a very beautiful, quiet city. London, obviously, it's great, hustle bustle, but it's very crowded. And even something as simple as the streets themselves are very close together. But in Toronto, everything's been planned and built and so spaced out. And they're walking down the streets, they're 10 times the size of a road in London. And it's just a very relaxing, nice place. And I've got a friend who's moved there to study, so I'm hopefully going to go and stay with her for a while and just see if I can find somewhere to settle down. If I can get a job in the arts, that'd be fantastic. Galleries, or I know Sotheby's have a branch out there, so you never know, maybe a transfer's in order. But aside from that, I like to travel. As I said before, lucky enough to have done quite a bit of traveling in my life. And so I can't really stay in one place too long. I get itchy feet. So now that I've got the chance, I thought, why not travel, take the opportunity that I can, and see where I can go with it.
Wonderful. Before we finish, are you able to describe what this opportunity means to you to be one of the 2,400
countries? Let me think. Do I want something really profound? Or is that enough? I like the fact that I can be art without having to do art, since I can't. That's it.
Wonderful. And when you're coming down from the plinth, what do you hope to have gained from that experience?
A good view, and just an enjoyable feeling, and a memorable point of my life.
Wonderful. Have a great hour.
Thank you very much.